You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM. On the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is Back Road to Nowhere.
There's a new day coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? There's a new day coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? For far too many years I've been marching, singing, and talking, doing things I thought would make me free. While people halfway around the world, they've been fighting and dying and bleeding. Now it seems that they're gonna be. There's a new world coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? You know the book, the Bible. You read it and you see. It will surely come to pass. This is how it's gonna be. Those that were weak and humble would come and gain the earth. Them that shuddered at the bottom would rise and rule the world. There's a new world coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? The nations of Asia and Africa, they're taking over their lives. The sisters and brothers south of us are finally getting wise. Then take a look, United States of the North American clime. Your strange mixture of wealth and hate, you won't be exempt this time. There's a new world coming. Everything is turning over. Everything be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes? There's a new world coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing? Where you gonna be standing? Where you gonna be standing when it comes?
X-Ray FM, Back Road to Nowhere. That's Bernice Regan with There's a New World Coming, from her 1975 album, Give Your Hands to Struggle, The Evolution of a Freedom Fighter. Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Tom. I'll be with you until 7 p.m. So the first song was of an unaccompanied voice, and we're going to end the show with another really powerful song in that category. But in between, we're going to be doing pretty much the inverse. Almost all instrumental guitar on today's show, with sets centered around a reissue of a 1973 instrumental guitar album by Daniel Hecht, which was originally released on the advice of Moondog. And in this set, we're going to start with Yasmin Williams' album Urban Driftwood, out on the wonderful Spinster label. Yasmin has a unique style. She plays a number of acoustic guitar and guitar-like instruments like the harp guitar and the kora, She also plays the kalimba, what some people would call a thumb piano. Her playing uses a lot of string tapping up on the fretboard, a technique she says was partly inspired by mastering the video game Guitar Hero 2 as a teenager. And she says the kalimba she sometimes incorporates into her guitar playing is inspired by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and that DC go-go music was part of her musical upbringing. I can't resist mentioning that she grew up in Northern Virginia in the same Washington metro area, DC, as Tacoma Park, Maryland. That's where John Fahey started his career and got the name for his record label. But Yasmin's sound seemed to exist outside of that influence. For 50 or 60 years, most of the praise in this instrumental guitar genre has gone to the white guys whose style came from them trying to imitate the black players they heard on 78 recordings. But in the next half hour, we're going to hear instrumental guitar performances by women and people of color. We'll hear from some legends and some new voices. We're going to start with Yasmin Williams. Most of the songs on this album were written during the lockdown and in the midst of the national uprising of Black Lives Matter protests. Yasmin writes in the liner notes that while the title Urban Driftwood has several meanings, it partly refers to her and is an allegory of the plight of Black America. In some of the videos I've seen of Yasmin's playing, her guitar is on her lap, facing up, and she's tapping the frets with her left hand, and she uses her right hand to play a kalimba attached to the body. And you can hear some of that kalimba in this song, the title track, called Urban Driftwood, by Yasmin Williams on X-Ray FM. Thank you.
I play my guitar upside down. I see, guess you can see that, can't you? When I was learning to play my guitar, I'd ask my brother to help me, to show me. And that's the answer I would get. You got it upside down, turn it around or change the string. Well, I changed the string, and it was worse than when I changed it with the leaves like this. So, no one helped me. Everything I play for y'all tonight, I give myself credit, because nobody did help me. Thank you.
X-Ray FM, Back Road to Nowhere. That was Etta Baker, player of the Piedmont blues style of North Carolina. She was first recorded in the mid-50s and did not make another record until the one we just heard in 1991. Before that, another North Carolinian, Sarah Louise Henson, on 12-string guitar from 2016 on an album recently released as Floating Rhododendron. We heard John Angayak, a Yupik indigenous person who made an album in Fairbanks, Alaska in 1971 called Lost in the City. We heard the legendary Elizabeth Cotton recorded live in 1983 when she was 90 years old. And before Elizabeth, Portland's Marisa Anderson with her take on Shenandoah, which was part of an excellent compilation, Quilt of the Universe, on the Spinster label. We also heard from a fantastic album by Bolasete called Ocean. I can't recommend it highly enough. Originally released on Tacoma Records and later released on Windham Hill. John Fahey once said, I saw at a show he played, that Bolasete was the only person to ever give him guitar lessons. And we started that set with Yasmin Williams from her album Urban Driftwood, also on the Spinster label, all instrumental guitar by women, people of color, or both in that set. Yasmin incorporated kalimba in that song we heard, and she says it was inspired by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire learned to play kalimba from the great Philip Curran, who used to play cornet with Sun Ra, who started the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, the legendary organization in Chicago, and who made a number of fantastic albums with his Artistic Heritage Ensemble. This is from his 1967 album On the Beach, along with his electrified kalimba, The Francophone, on X-Ray FM, Back Road to Nowhere. Philip Coran and the Artistic Heritage Ensemble on X-Ray FM, Back Road to Nowhere. That was The Minstrel from the album On the Beach. If you don't know Philip Coran, look up his story and his albums. They are incredible, and he is one of the true originals in American music. Here in this next story, you never really know where you might run into one of those American originals. Daniel Hecht had never heard of Moondog, but one day in 1972, at a park by the student union at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, he and a friend saw a tall man with long gray hair, a long beard, wearing a Viking's helmet and cape, playing really intricate rhythms on a hand drum. They were musicians, so Daniel and his friend went up to him to figure out who this guy was. They learned he was blind and that he had hitchhiked from Madison to New York City and he needed a place to stay. So they took him to the commune they lived on 10 miles outside Madison, and Moondog lived with them for 6 weeks. And they played music with him every night. He had just recorded, or I think it had just come out, Moondog 2 on Capitol Records, which we're going to hear in this set. And he explained that he first got his music recognized by paying for his own recording time and paying for his own record pressing. Daniel was inspired by this and did the same with his first album, titled Guitar. And he released it the next year, 1973. Daniel went on to record with Wyndham Hill, and we'll hear from his album Willow in this set. But that first album, Guitar, has been released, reissued by Morning Trip Records, and we're going to hear it. This one's called Chicago. Check out the playlist at xray.fm, and I'll speak to you next week. This is Back Road to Nowhere. Thank you.
Price to pay. Other nights would but be lonely dark ages for me. Why spend a dark night with you?
Why spend a dark night with you?
Price to pay. Other nights would but be lonely dark ages for me.
Other nights would but be
lonely dark ages for me.
I love those who
labor, I sing of the farmers and weavers and fishermen and miners as well. Now all you who hear me, I pray you draw near me before you grow weary. I'll sing of myself. I was brought up in plenty until I was 20. A joy to myself as but children can be. A joy to my father, a joy to my mother. The pain of my country was nothing to me. My school days being over, I became a rover to Russia and China, to France and to Spain. I lived at my leisure, I lived but for pleasure, and so none the wiser to England I came. I thought it no danger to follow a stranger, but with time changing a friend he became. For the joys of a lover can equal no other, forever anew and yet always the same. Good fortune attending, we don't lack a living. Our children a blessing, our joy to renew. But to live amid plenty can only torment me when the wealth of the country belongs to the few. I join with the angry, I join with the hungry. For long years of anguish, the price will be paid. To hate and to anger, I am not a stranger. I welcome the danger, and yet I'm afraid. For I fear the fate of the rebels and fighters who ransom the future with torture and pain. As the trial comes near, if I find I can dare it, with joy I will share it, no longer afraid. For I've learned to be angry, I've learned to be lonely. I've learned to be many, I've learned to be one. I've earned all my friends, even foes will commend me. I stand with the many, I am not alone. In the presence of fighters, I find a new peace. In the company of workers, replenish myself. Of miners and weavers, of rebels and dreamers. When I sing of my brothers, I sing of myself.